WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is actor Dennis Franz, who played Lieutenant Norman Bunce on the TV series Hill Street Blues. Bunce was a cocky, tough-talking, gum-chewing cop who was always ready to bend the rules to get the job done, which constantly got him into trouble with the captain. Physically, Bunce was hard to miss, a stocky, balding man dressed in wide ties and polyester suits. Many Hill Street viewers thought Dennis Franz stole the show when he joined the cast in 1985. Here's a scene where Bunce is trying to cut a deal with defense attorney Joyce Davenport.
Miss Davenport.
I'm short on time, Lieutenant.
This won't take long.
If you're leading up to some kind of deal, I've already told the DA my client's not interested.
Your client's a flea, Ms. Davenport. He's a microscopic particle. It's the people who hired him we want.
I've told you, Lieutenant, we're not looking for any deals. I'm due in court.
This is a deal with a difference, please. Seeing Higby's definitely going to do some time, probably a lot. The only question is what kind of time he's going to do, considering his condition.
What condition?
You're familiar with the exact nature of Higby's wound.
Lieutenant.
The way it lightened him up, I mean. So now he's a little short in the crucial equipment department.
I'm listening.
If Higby's fellow inmates were to somehow find out how he ain't the man he used to be, how he ain't even a man at all, so to speak.
You're saying he'd be abused?
As in badly.
And unless Higby names his alleged employers, you'd see to it that somebody got the word out. That offer is astoundingly improper, Lieutenant. You try it and I'll hit you with a restraining order.
Just tell him what I told you, all right?
I'll, of course, relay to Mr. Higby anything that's relevant to his case.
That's all we can ask, Counselor.
When NBC canceled Hill Street last season, Franz got his own spin-off series called Beverly Hills Bunce, which airs on NBC this fall. It's a comedy drama that picks up where Hill Street left off. Bunce is off the force, working as a private investigator, and still relying on his snitch, Sid, played by Peter Jurasik, who also played the role on Hill Street. Dennis Franz grew up in Chicago, where he got his start in theater. His movie credits include several films by the director Brian De Palma, including Dressed to Kill and Body Double. Dennis Franz is joining us from the NPR studios in Los Angeles. Hi, Dennis Franz, and welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry. Hi, how are you?
Okay. Was the character of Lieutenant Norman Bunce written expressly for you, with you in mind?
When the producers of Hill Street Blues, David Milch and Jeffrey Lewis, approached me about actually returning back to the show, because I had been on prior to that 2 years as another character, Sal Benedetta. When they approached me about coming back, we didn't know exactly in what form I was going to come back. All they knew and all we had kind of surmised at that point was the character was going to be somehow abrasive, and he was going to stir up the pot, and he was going to be in an odd nickel, and was going to be one that was going to create some new problems for Ferrillo and the rest of the gang over at Hill Street.
I'm trying to listen to see how much you had to change your speech style to do the character of Bunce.
I'm from Chicago, and I guess I know when I can turn it on or turn it off, and given the right dialogue and my comfortable speech patterns are not like Bunce, but if I'm given that dialogue and I'm given that way of speaking, I can turn it on.
You had some gestures that you worked out that seemed so perfectly suited to the character. One of them was, of course, the way you chewed gum. And you chew it not only to show your cockiness, but you'd also, like, pop it into your mouth as punctuation in a conversation. Was that ever written in, or did you just come up with that?
No, that, in fact, the whole gum chewing thing came about when I was on the set the first couple of days, and I was trying to be comfortable on the set. I started chewing gum, and nobody objected when I started using it as the character. And then, in fact, when I saw it in the opening credits, I thought, well, now I'm stuck with it, so I got to go with it. And so I did use it as that. It's been a fun thing to play with. Everybody has their little gimmicks that they like to use. Telly Savalas had his lollipops, and I got my gum. And not only do we use it as punk punctuation and attitudes, but I've used them as peace offerings too. When I am befriending somebody and want to give them some sort of a gift, I'll offer them a piece of gum.
You also had a kind of nervous gesture that I thought was perfect for the character. When you'd step out of a car, or when you're prepared to walk into a room, or you're bracing yourself to walk in, you would just adjust your jacket a little bit, tug it down a little bit.
Yeah, I think that was kind of me trying to fit into my body. I think those of us who are carrying around a little too much weight are always doing that, and we're always kind of adjusting our clothes to fit ourselves and trying to make our outer skin fit our inner bodies. So that's where that came from, and yeah, you're right. I use it exactly at those times.
Something else that everybody, I think, thinks of your character for is the loud patterns, the fat ties, the polyester suits. Was it your idea to dress that way?
In fact, that was the exact opposite of what I had in mind. As I had mentioned before, I was on as another character, and that character was pretty slick. And when I thought that he was coming back, when I was coming back in some sort of form as the other Sal Benedetto character, my image was one. We didn't even have the name. We didn't have a name. We didn't have a wardrobe. We really didn't have anything planned on the character. When I was thinking about wardrobe, I thought him in maybe not expensive clothes, but a little more tasteful than he was given to wear on the show. The first time I came in for a costume fitting and I saw all these polyesters and these clashing colors, I thought, oh boy, this something's off here, because first they've thrown his name at me, Norman Bunce, which I wasn't too thrilled about to begin with, and then they've given me this weird clothes, and I thought, our concepts are getting real strange here. So I kind of realized that what they wanted was we were after a list of contradictions in character, and I've described Norman Bunce as sort of a human mutt, and that he does have a lot of different characteristics, and they don't all fit into the same person, but somehow it's interesting to watch that. And my reasoning in why he chooses his clothes, I think he really feels that that he's dressing pretty sharp. He just has
bad taste
in clothes. As long as everything he's wearing has brown in it, regardless of the pattern or which direction those patterns are going in, that's fine. He looks pretty swell, you know, as far as he's concerned, because they're all brown and blue or green or whatever the color may be.
Were you able to base your portrayal of the Bunce character, which you're going to continue in Beverly Hills Bunce, were you able to base that character on anyone you knew? And I guess I'm wondering, too, if you grew up in a tough neighborhood in Chicago or a working-class neighborhood in Chicago where you were apt to meet people like him.
I grew up in a suburb out of Chicago. It was about 7 miles out of the city proper in Maywood. The area was, yes, very much of a working-class neighborhood. My father was a postal worker, and he worked in a factory, and my mother also worked at the post office. There was a heavy, tough element in our neighborhood. We had gangs. I wasn't a part of them, but a lot of my friends were members of gangs, and therefore I had an association with them. I kind of walked a fine line always, because I kept those friends, and then when I got involved in theater, of course the gangs didn't want to have nothing to do with the theater, so I had both sides of the fence, and I was able to play both sides too. So I had different groups of friends that were complete opposites. And I guess it was a matter of me always observing, getting to your initial question about did I draw on any of anybody in particular to form the character. It's been sort of an observational existence that I've always had, watching the other sides and being in touch with both of them, but knowing how they work. But I don't specifically have one person that I can identify with in forming the character of Norman Bunce.
You said that the gang members that you knew didn't want any part of the theater part of your life. Was theater not masculine enough for them?
I guess that's what their problem was. It just seemed to me that there didn't seem to be anybody involved in plays that belonged to that particular group of people. If they were involved in any after school activities, it was sports. Sports and smoking cigarettes and eating pizzas.
My guest is actor Dennis Franz, who played the role of Norman Bunce on Hill Street Blues, and he'll play that role again in a new series called Beverly Hills Bunce that premieres this fall. Now let's talk about your new show. How is the character going to compare? Are you going to have any of the same writers continuing the character for you?
They're the same. They're all the same writers. In fact, the executive producers of the show, David Milch and Jeffrey Lewis, who have been the exec producers on Hill Street for the last 2 years, have been writing for Hill Street Blues for 7 years, and they've written the pilot episode, and they are going to be the head writers, if not the only writers, throughout the entire show. So yes, we have the same crew from Hill Street Blues. It's the same production company. We will be using the same directors that we used on Hill Street. It's coming out of MTM. So it really is an extension of the working process that put together Hill Street Blues.
So you don't have to worry about getting a makeover on the new series.
No, in fact, if we do anything too much, if we try to Californiaize this guy too much, we're going to lose Bunce, and we don't want to do that. There has to he has to be a fish out of water. He has to be uncomfortable in his surrounding, and obviously a fish out of water, like you say, and along with Sid, who also, the difference, the funny part is, I mean, Bunce is aware that he's in California, he doesn't belong here, and he's not too really thrilled about being here. He's here for a couple of reasons. Number one is he's forced off the police force. He has to leave Hill Street Blues because in the last episode I punched the chief and I get fired from the police force. So he goes into private practice. He becomes a private investigator. He wants to get as far away from that land of Hill Street, wherever it is, which has never been determined, but we know it's out east somewhere. So the furthest he can get is go out west, and he's done some research, and he found that the most money and the most possible need for private investigators would be in the Los Angeles area. So he comes out here and he sets up in Beverly Hills. Now, he's not too thrilled about being here. He's not too thrilled with the people. He's not too thrilled with their diets, their clothes, anything about it. What's his name? Sid, on the other hand, has died and gone to heaven. This is paradise to him, so he's thrilled with this whole thing. And it sets up a lot of possible comedy there.
I want to ask you about a bit of acting that you did in one of the episodes that really impressed me with your skills of an actor. This is on Hill Street Blues, and it was an episode toward the end of the series where you were basically being held hostage and about to be killed by a couple of drug dealers who you had performed a scam on, and your partner, your new partner, had just been shot by them. And you're trying to stay really cocky and not let on how scared you are, but you're really scared, probably more scared than that character had ever been before in the series. And I thought, especially for television, it was really acting on multi-layers, you know, of showing that you're not scared but being terrified underneath.
Yeah, thank you for that. That came about the year before last, the first to the last season of Hill Street. And in that episode, that was a real turning point, in fact, I think, for audience feelings towards Bunce's character. Up to that point, he was kind of being thought of as a superhero and as an indestructible, almost, kind of person. That showed a real opposite side to him. In fact, the real bottom line to that episode that emphasized it, I think, was not the fact that he got out of that jam that he didn't seem possible for him to be able to get out of, but the effects that it had on him afterwards. If you'll remember, the final scenes were after he had gotten out of that. The first thing he had to do, he broke a date with this girl he'd been dying to have for a long time, and he had to break the date because he had a rough day. And so he goes into the men's room, and he's found retching in the men's room. So it really physically had an impact on him, and he was not the Superman that he was being built up to be. It really had an impact on his life, and that turned around a lot of viewers. In fact, I think they saw another side to Bunce, and this almost invincible person was vulnerable now, and so he They started to develop in different directions. I particularly enjoyed that episode. That was probably my favorite episode, and it was a wonderful opportunity. I think the actors that played opposite were equally good.
Yeah, that really was a really good episode. Dennis Franz, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. My guest is actor Dennis Franz, who played the role of Lieutenant Norman Bunce on Hill Street Blues, and will be back in that role in a spin-off series in the fall. The series will be called Beverly Hills Bunce. This is Fresh Air. Actor Dennis Franz is my guest, and he's joining us from the NPR Los Angeles Bureau. Something very unprecedented happened on your career with Hill Street Blues. You first had a role as a bad cop called Sal Benedetto back in the 82-83 series. You were on a few episodes of that. The character commits suicide, and then they brought you back a few years later in the role of Norman Bunce. Mm-hmm. Did you want to leave? Did you ask to be let out of the series, or did they kill you off even though you wanted to stay?
I did everything possible to stay on that show. In fact, really, the course of events was that they were in the process of creating a new show called Beverly Hills, that's now called Bay City Blues, and that was about a minor league baseball team. Stephen Bochco, Jeffrey Lewis, and some of the other people at Hill Street were putting this new show together. They asked me if I would be interested in being a regular on that show. I absolutely said yes. They went ahead and they made Benedetto as bad as they could, so it necessitated him having to take his life and be eliminated from the show. Once Bay City was not successful, we made 8 episodes and it was canceled. I made every possible overture to get back on Hill Street. I realized I'm very fortunate that I have been able to be a part of my favorite show on television, and I missed that opportunity. I missed being a part of it, and I without question wanted to be with them again. And I said, whatever hair I got left, you can dye blonde. I'll get rid of my mustache. I'll come back as Benedetto's gay brother seeking revenge. I'll do anything to get back on a show. That's how much I love everybody over there. So we weren't able to work that out. It took a couple of years for my character to be able to return in the form of Norman Bunce.
You know, earlier you were telling us that you knew a lot of gang members, though you never really belonged to the gangs when you were growing up in a working-class suburb of Chicago. How did you first get interested in acting? What drew you to theater?
A girl I was going out with, it was in my junior year of high school, and she was going to try out for a play called The Crucible. I went along with her. I was involved in 3 sports up to that time. I was involved in football, baseball, and swim. And this came around the time of the swim season. We were just starting that sport. I went with her to the auditions. And I sat in the room and I watched everybody audition. I didn't even realize up to that point that they had theater at my high school. That's how out of it I was. And I heard everybody auditioning and I heard the guys and I thought, gee, I can do as good as them. So kind of involuntarily, I found myself raising my hand and saying, could I try this? I ended up getting one of the leads and I dropped out of the swim team for that season. I thought, well, if this is my least favorite of the sports anyway, so let me try this. So I tried that play. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience, so I went out for the next play, and one by one I started eliminating the sports and devoting myself full-time to theater. The girlfriend didn't get cast, by the way, so I lost her as a girlfriend, but I got the career out of the deal.
What kind of parts were you playing back then?
Well, believe it or not, I was playing leading man type parts. At that time, I looked different and had a little more hair and was a little thinner. And so I was playing a lot of leading men.
You know, something that really troubles me about television and films is that you have to have a lot of hair and be really slim and classically attractive to be a leading man or a leading lady.
That more often than not is the case. I think there have been exceptions to the rule, and I think...
Well, I think you're an exception now, right? I mean, you're...
Well, thank you. Thank Ed Asner, I was referring to, Jack Klugman, even on L.A. Law. You know, I, this question was brought up not too long ago at a press conference, and somebody was talking about... Somebody raised the question. They said, well, what kind of girl... They were talking about love interests in Beverly Hills Bunce. They said, what kind of girl is going to go for Norman Bunce? Well, my response is, just look at Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, look around you anywhere, and you'll see matchups of people that don't necessarily always fit.
How did you start getting cast as the heavy in films? I don't know if you played the heavy in any theatrical roles before you started doing movies.
Yes, I was with a theater company in Chicago called the Organic Theater for 5 years, and during that period of time, we did a lot of different theater. It was a repertory company, and we worked continuously during that period of time. We had a chance to really play a wide range of roles, and so I had a chance at playing villains, monsters, nice guys, romantic guys, and a whole span of characters. Then I got involved with Brian De Palma. Brian De Palma and Robert Altman were shooting some films in Chicago at the time that I was thinking about leaving, and I got involved with both of their movies. One was The Fury that Brian De Palma was directing, and the other was A Wedding that Robert Altman had. I had small parts in both of those. One was a cop. In The Fury, I played a cop opposite Kirk Douglas. It was a small role, but it was a nice role. And then in the Altman film, A Wedding, I just had a teeny part that they had written in for me to become acquainted with Altman and kind of hopefully become a part of his entourage and his repertory company, which it worked out that way. I went from doing those two things, that I was advised by both of them that if I wanted to do more, it was either to come out to New York or Los Angeles, and I thought I had stronger connections in Los Angeles, so I came to L.A., and consequently, I've been working ever since, and they have always been in the directions of being heavies. I think when people see you do something that they enjoy watching you do, they want to see you do more of it, and I'm not opposed to that. I think that I have other tricks up my sleeve, and I like the opportunity to show them. I don't know when I'm going to get that opportunity. I think part of it is going to be given to me during Beverly Hills Bunce. I think that they may be a chance with Brian De Palma to have an opportunity in the future for him to take a chance with me going in a different direction. I've done 4 movies with him. Dressed to Kill, I played a cop, not unlike the character that I play on Hill Street.
Yeah, no, exactly. It really does remind me of the character. And I was wondering what Brian De Palma taught you about your own potential as an actor.
Well, he really didn't teach me anything other than I was aware of his appreciation of what I was doing, and that encouraged me because I certainly respect him, and I thought, well, if he can appreciate what I'm doing, then there's something there. So I looked deeper for what I was doing. He's a wonderful actor's director, I will say that. When you're working with him, he gives you a lot of opportunity to improvise and to rehearse and to come up with things and offer suggestions. He's very open to change, and that's pretty unusual for directors, especially film directors of his stature.
You know, a little earlier you mentioned that after your character committed suicide in the, was it 82-83 series on Hill Street Blues, the Sal Benedetto character, you're willing to do anything to come back in a different role.
Right.
To Hill Street. When the series ended this year, were you sorry it was ending? You probably already knew you had a spinoff series, and I'm not sure if you were feeling, well, it's time for this to come to an end, or if you really would have preferred for it to continue.
I certainly would have preferred for it to continue. As I had said before, Hill Street Blues has been my favorite show, and I think to have the opportunity to be a part of it was certainly a gift, and one that I greatly appreciated and was not willing for it to end. I miss it on television. I miss watching it. Being a part of it was great, but being a viewer is also wonderful, and I feel like I'm missing something every week. I, though, was only on the show for 2 years as Norman Bunce, and some of the other characters who had expressed desire to leave, they had had 7 years of the characters that they had been playing, so it was a little more understanding on their parts that they were ready to move on and go on to something else, and I can appreciate that. So, but as far as I was concerned, no, I would have been very happy to stay on Hill Street. Now, the fact that I'm going on to this other show, I'm ready for the opportunity, and I think there's a real interesting show there, and I think there's one that's going to be a different type of a show. As you had mentioned, it's a half-hour dramatic comedy. It's kind of in the vein of Hill Street in the sense that it still has the real-life feelings that Hill Street did. It's not sitcom. We don't stand and tell jokes, and we don't have a live audience. It's film. It's just filmed in Los Angeles, and it's a lighter in its look, and it focuses in on two characters as opposed to the 14, 15 characters that were written about weekly on Hill Street during their hour time slot. Now, it's a little more focused. It's brought in clearer because it's just on these two, maybe three characters.
A lot of actors who don't want to get recognized will wear large sunglasses, or if they're a woman, maybe tie a scarf on their head.
Seems to me, punch photographers.
Yeah, right. It seems to me if you didn't want to get recognized, all you'd need to do would be to wear a classic tweed jacket, since people associate your character with all the polyester and wide ties.
Well, that's true. I'm happy to say I don't dress like Norman on the street. And as far as people recognizing, that's always flattering to me. I enjoy that, and I enjoy talking to people, and they get a kick out of it when they don't see me in wide, ugly ties. They send them to me, though. I get a lot of gifts in the mail of some old ties that they found in their attics and things, and they send them over to me.
What do you do with them?
I try to fit them in on the show whenever possible. some of them are a little too outrageous because it's as I had mentioned before, I don't think Bunce really doesn't try to look silly. He doesn't do it on purpose. He just thinks that what he's wearing is fine. It's just bad taste. But he doesn't go out of his way to find funny-looking stuff.
Dennis Franz, I want to thank you very much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thanks for doing it. My guest has been actor Dennis Franz, and he played Lieutenant Norman Bunce on the TV series Hill Street Blues. He has a spin-off series that begins on October 29th, and that's called Beverly Hills Bunce. That's on NBC this fall. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.